Welcome to Holistic Wisdom, where soul meets story and healing meets everyday life. I'm Margie Weathers, a coach, storyteller, and lifelong student of healing. Each week, I share reflections, health tips, and my journey through the healing arts as a coach and as someone who's walked the path. If you're navigating change and craving alignment, this show is your invitation to slow down, listen in, and come home to yourself. Tune in to the next episode. It's taken me a long time to get to this point. I've been exploring wanting to do a podcast for a really long time, and I've been making recordings and doing interviews, and it's been a really fun journey. But I just never really got to a point where I was confident in where I was going with it. I have a lot to say. I have a lot to share. It's been something that I've wanted to do pretty much all my life. But I just wasn't, I couldn't hone in. Well, the reason why, this is a big for me, because I'm going to say it, I am 70. Yep. I am 70 years old. And does that really sting when I say it? I don't know how many other women at my age are feeling this way. Some people say, yeah, it's a big deal for me. Other people say, oh, God, I love being 70. It's great. Well, you know what? For me, I don't know. I've lived a really big life, I guess I would say. It's been challenging. It's been fun. It's been a 70-year search for myself. And I am not, you know, I'll never stop searching because it's a journey, right? It's not a destination. Everybody knows that saying. Steven Tyler, my good friend, Steven, sang, did an incredible rendition of that song. Anyway, turning 70 is what? When I was 60, maybe I was 66, 67, it was not a big deal. I don't, you know, I knew I was getting there, but for some reason, I was still on the underside. I was still in the world of possibility and the world of easy possibility, I guess I should say, for me. I didn't quite grasp the fact that I was approaching 70, and 70 didn't seem to be a big deal. 70? So think about it. You know, my parents lived to 97. Okay, my aunt, my two aunts lived to 97. My uncle lived to 97. My father lived to 97. My mom died at 88. So think about it. That is between 18 and 27 years from now. And that may sound like a long time to people who are young. But when I think back of what I was doing at 50, wow, it was like a blink of an eye, literally a blink of an eye. I don't know where the days went. I don't know where the time went. And so when I think that in 20 years, I'm going to be saying the same thing. Where the hell did it go? So it's kick-ass time for me because I feel like I've just been searching and searching, and I've been looking for that thing that, you know, we all get to that point where we say, what is my purpose? What am I doing here? And for me, when I turn 70, it's like, I better figure it out fast.
And I woke up on my 70th birthday and I pulled the covers over my head. I usually love celebrating my birthday, but I'm scared to death. I was like, no. I don't want to be 70. And I went kicking and screaming. And so I finally pulled the covers back over and I got out of bed and I looked outside and it was pouring rain and it had been pouring rain for a long time. And I said, carpe fucking diem. Carpe diem, baby. Seize the day because this is the 20 years that really counts. Not that the other ones didn't. Not that the prior 70 years didn't count. They sure do. But I have one last chunk of time to make a difference. What I want to do is when I'm ready to go to the next step, the great beyond, wherever that is. And we'll be exploring that. I want to be happy, content, and ready. So my aunt, my dear aunt, she was my godmother, and she was an amazing woman. She died at 97, and she had all of her wits, everything going for her. I had two aunts, two sisters, both died at 97 years old. My first one, she was living at a facility where you sort of buy in and you get an apartment and they take you through your entire rest of your life. So if you become incapacitated, become, demented, whatever, they take care of you all the way through. So 97 years old, she was living on her own. She had given up her license because she said, she just wasn't. She knew she shouldn't be driving. Most 90-year-olds shouldn't be driving. But anyway, but she was just so elegant, so with it. And so she gave up her license and she lived a very full life at this facility that she was, this community that she was living in. And she had, she was very, very comfortable. She could afford to live well. But she fell and broke her hip. And the doctor said to her, so we can operate. And if we do, you'll be in a wheelchair. If we don't operate, you'll be in bed. And she looked at the doctor and she said, you know what? She said, I have no regrets. I've lived a full life. And boy, she did. She lived a wonderful life. She lost her husband probably at the age of 50, which was really sad. But she kept on going and she had beautiful children and beautiful grandchildren. And she was so involved in life. And I so admired her for that. It seemed like she just had it all together, And anyway, so she went down to the hospice center in this community she was living in, and she said, I don't want to live anymore. I want you to help me fade slowly into the end. So she said, I don't want to eat. I don't want to drink. I just want you to keep me comfortable. And she called all of us together, all of her family, and we all gathered. It was a beautiful facility. It had a really nice waiting room. We all gathered there and would take turns going in and sitting with her. And she was so effing beautiful. She was just lying there, so peaceful. And I don't know if if you've ever been with with someone who was dying, but their skin gets very luminescent. It gets very smooth and soft and luminous. It's really interesting. And I sat there and I held her hand and told her how beautiful she was and how much of a difference she made in my life, which she did. She was such a example of elegance and grace and kindness and intelligence and beauty and strength. And the biggest gift of that was that I really hadn't thought about death. I was afraid of it, you know. I was afraid of being sick, and I was afraid of, you know, I watched my mom and my sister fade away in a very sad and long and protracted end. My sister had had a brain tumor when she was very young, and she just, at the age of 58, and before that, she had just started fading away to the point where she couldn't really speak. She couldn't feed herself. It was very sad. And my mother, the same thing. My mother just, oh my God, just so painful, the way she would just sit in the chair with nodding. And so anyway, to watch my grandmother go from this very vibrant woman to just very peacefully and elegantly and beautifully deciding how she was going to end her journey here, it was such a gift. It was such an elegant and graceful end. And she, the fact, you know, she said, I have no regrets. And I, you know, it's time. And so she canceled her cable bill. She sold her apartment. She canceled her electric bill and then just went to sleep in 7 days. So that's a long introduction to this podcast. But now I'm here and I'm at 70. And what I find, this is my journey. This is my exit plan. I want to be happy and healthy and relevant and vibrant and kicking butt until I'm not having fun anymore. And when I'm not having fun anymore, I'm going to do the same thing she did. Now, I don't know if I'll have the money to do what she did, but I don't know. I'll figure it out. But my goal, point, is between now and then, I'm going to do everything I can to make a difference on this earth, make a difference so that when I'm ready, I can say I have no regrets. So welcome to my podcast. I am 70.
Thanks for spending time with me today on Holistic Wisdom. If something landed with you, share this episode with a friend or take a moment to reflect on what your own inner voice is saying. If you're feeling called to go deeper, I'd love to support you through one-on-one coaching. All the details are in the show notes or hop on over to holisticwisdom.life. Until next time, stay rooted, stay open, and trust your own wisdom.